Ashley Coles, Executive Director for the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association.
Ashley, tell me about a recent visit to the state capitol and some of the issues that producers were hoping to address with lawmakers.
Sure. So the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association just had their annual day at the capitol in St. Paul. And while the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association has representation in St. Paul, every single day during session and I guess throughout the year, we like to dedicate one day every year to invite members to experience what we do for them, you know, every day while we're there. And while we were at the Capitol, there was a number of issues that we talked about. I think the leadoff issue for most folks was tax conformity and ensuring that the federal tax bill is matched up or adjusted to, or excuse me, the state tax system is adjusted to meet the federal tax or have some conformity there with agriculture in mind. We also talked about ditch mowing and explained that even though the state cattlemen and other farmers had a voice in adjusting the ditch mowing issue that we're having with the DOT, we don't feel that our voice was actually heard. Some of the suggestions or many of the suggestions that came across from farmers and state cattlemen's association weren't implemented into the final report. And in all of our discussions, we also focused on water quality, making sure that we share the good things that cattlemen are doing across the state to ensure that we're always thinking about water quality and things that we're actually doing on a voluntary basis to improve water quality.
With the ditch mowing law, is there still the opportunity this session to get some things reworked or maybe worded differently, things that you identified as not taking your feedback into account?
Yeah, so you know, when we were talking to our legislators about how we weren't pleased with the final report, you know, there was discussion about maybe taking another one-year moratorium on the requirement for permits for mowing ditches on state highways, just so we can have more conversations with, you know, the DOT and other folks that are involved to make sure that there's something that, you know, it works best for most instead of just being so one-sided. So that was definitely the conversation that was had, you know, kind of waiting or getting more time under our belt when it comes to deciding what's best for mowing ditches.
How about the fact that there is a budget surplus this year and seeing that agriculture is struggling economically, how some of those dollars could assist?
Sure. So, you know, the February forecast came back actually less than what a lot of lawmakers were expecting for as far as a budget surplus goes. And I think most of that money may go to tax conformity and making sure how that can help, I guess, farmers across the state with 179 type portion of the tax bill. So as far as other areas where the budget surplus can go, I don't know that the budget surplus is big enough really to make an impact to the issues that farmers, especially on the dairy side, are having right now with profitability.
Anything else that maybe isn't a front burner issue, but certainly is going to be discussed throughout the session that came up while everybody was visiting the state capitol?
Sure. So, I mean, a few things that we talked about with legislators that we continually talk about is making sure that if there is publicly owned land that the DNR is currently managing, that cows are one of the tools in the tool chest for managing that land, not necessarily just fire. And then other groundwork that we are laying for our legislators is regards to processing capacity in the state of Minnesota. With the PM Wyndham plant closing in 2015, the ability for Minnesota to basically sustain the cattle feeding industry that we have here is pretty much non-existent with any amount of processing capacity. So in the event that we would have a disease challenge, like say foot and mouth disease, for example, and we weren't able to send, you know, finished cattle out of the state, business continuity is basically non-existent. So we're laying the groundwork with our legislators to discuss, you know, what options there are to either build processing capacity within the state of Minnesota or work with those processors that are very close to our borders to ensure that our cattlemen have the opportunity to still market cattle if we're not necessarily allowed to ship cattle over state lines.
And somewhat correlated to that, on the federal level, you have the electronic logging device topic that is ongoing and looking at some of the concerns when you're having to transport livestock a long distance. And I'm sure talking to state legislators about that from a national perspective, it's important to get that point across.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that we talked to our state legislators briefly about when talking about processing capacity and that being another reason to build infrastructure here within the state of Minnesota.